This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Our One Crisis Away project looks at North Texans living on the financial edge. Today, it zooms in on refugees. They often leave everything behind, including their jobs, so one of the biggest challenges is simply making a living. More refugees are sent to Texas than any other state in the U.S. Getting them safe and settled is a serious undertaking. Aaron Rippenkroger is CEO of Refugee Services of Texas.
A huge percentage of these people have left their home country with almost nothing at all, no possessions, maybe some family members, maybe not. So they're really starting from, zero.
And he does mean zero. Sometimes refugees arrive in North Texas with empty wallets and no English language skills, which is where Refugee Services of Texas comes in. The nonprofit provides welcome money, about $1,100 a person. That gets them started renting an apartment or buying furniture. Staffers help people find work, too, and boast a placement rate above 80%. Unfortunately, they can't always get people jobs that line up with their skills.
Some of these folks coming through the program are former doctors, former dentists. The Iraqi caseload in particular have some very high qualifications, but working with them on just getting them started in the U.S. workforce and then working with them over time to maybe develop to a higher level.
Hisham Batar is a refugee who's also found his dream job. He's a caseworker for Refugee Services of Texas.
So when you get to the airport and you find that case manager waiting for you, it's like, what a relief, and you hang on to them.
Batar is from Sudan. He fled as a 16-year-old to escape civil war.
At a young age, you have to leave or join the military, so I preferred to leave.
He went to India at first because he had a cousin there. New Delhi wasn't easy.
We didn't have jobs. We had to depend on the UN. They used to help us out with like stipends every month. We had to be homeless for some times and just fighting for survival.
By the time he finished college in India, Batar could speak four languages. He came to the U.S. 15 years ago, first San Antonio, then Dallas in 2014. And the very process he went through inspired his career choice.
That's what the resettlement agencies provide is, we're going to be there for you. We're going to help you. We're going to guide you, giving you all the resources you need to be successful in this country.
And Rippenkroger points to success stories. The doctor who's built a practice in Texas, refugees who've started their own businesses, and a different kind of triumph.
To be able to walk down the street in their new hometown without having that fear of persecution or life and death is transformational.
For both the refugee and the caseworker. Courtney Collins, KERA News.